KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Earth Day is Thursday, April 22nd, and we're taking the opportunity to learn more about different avenues for environmental advocacy in our community. Today, I'm speaking with Michelle Welton, the Executive Director at Grow Portland, a nonprofit that works with schools to connect students to the natural world through their curriculum. Grow Portland was started in 2010. Welton describes how the founding director, David Weller, started out.
A lot of his initial work was around growing and building out community gardens, specifically for immigrant and refugee populations in the east part of the city. He worked really closely with the municipalities out there, as well as other nonprofits, building up, I think, 17 or so total garden spaces around East County in the first 7 to 8 years of the organization, as well as hosting seed saving and seed swap classes, some educational opportunities, did some urban farmers market type of things. And in 2015, schools started reaching out to Grow Portland. A lot of our schools, I think it's almost 80% of the public schools, have some sort of garden space that's been created over time. But what happens is that schools, often people move on, parents, you know, their children age out of school programming and teachers move on. So a lot of times gardens have been started by people but not carried through, and there's not active engagement in the garden. So schools started reaching out to Grow Portland, and we started in 2015 with our first school garden programming with the intent that we build long-term relationships in the schools so that those school gardens and outdoor learning spaces remain vital and engaging for the entire school community, not just a single grade or an after-school program, but that all kids get to engage in the garden. So today, that is primarily our focus. We've handed off most of the management of the community garden work to the City of Portland and other focused nonprofits, and then Grow Portland primarily does the support of public school programming and gardens with both Portland Public Schools and David Douglas School District.
Each month, Grow Portland provides school curriculum that has a different theme that focuses on an aspect of agriculture, ecology, and the environment. The lessons are also designed to be in line with the next generation science standards. Welton explains.
So based on what a child is supposed to be learning about a water cycle during water month, they'll be learning that in our curriculum. And so it is not considered like an extra programming. It is integrated into programming at all schools. And it's kind of one of the unique things about Grow Portland's model is that we do integrate with the entire school. So over the course of the month, all students get a chance to go out to school gardens. Now during COVID, obviously that has looked different, and it has been mostly remote education where our educators design curriculum activities that kids can do at home and create video lessons and upload them available to schools. And then we've offered virtual field trips. So our educators will be at their school garden, and then a classroom will sign up and log on and get to participate in garden class virtually. So it has looked a little different this past year. We've been considered essential providers by the school district. So we've continued to maintain and support the gardens with, you know, keeping weeds, taking care of beds, growing food for the school community. And now we're transitioning and kids are in hybrids. So they're coming out to the garden, starting to engage at a perfect time. Things are starting to grow. Pollinators are out. We're getting mason bees out into the garden. So our approach is really about hands-on learning, letting students engage with the natural world. You know, while the curriculum is pretty robust, we also have a very strong focus on that socio-emotional health and learning how we be kind to all living things, how to care for the climate and the world in that process, and letting students have choice while they're out in that space. So there may be a number of different activities lined up that kids can engage in during their classroom garden time, all based around a single theme. So April's theme is pollinators. So they're learning about, there's 100 classrooms that have butterfly cocoons in their classes right now that they'll be releasing butterflies probably in the next week or so out to gardens, mason bees, and learning about all of those things as flowers start to bloom and green start sprouting up in the gardens.
Those outdoor lessons happen whenever kids are in school, including in the winter months.
So we take kids outdoors every month of school. So they're outside, but we, you know, like our December lessons are about like the interconnectedness of like mycelium or mushrooms. So learning about like the soil health. We have a worm lessons that kids are holding worms and looking for worms in the winter. We do grow wintering over plants. So learning about how we take care of plants in the winter, whether it be kale or broccoli or things that winter over. We do a less, January is all bird month, so wintering over birds and what birds live here throughout the year, and they go on like a little scavenger hunt, you know, looking for them. This year we sent home bird seed packets to kids to, and then a kit to go look at which birds live in Oregon year round and things like that. So they're themed to what's happening in the world because it doesn't really stop just because food's not actively growing.
Getting kids outside to learn and engage with their environment is crucial for Grow Portland. Welton explains some of the ways their curriculum helps children's education and development.
I think there's a lot of power in understanding, one, just where your food comes from and feeling empowered to engage with your food at a really hyper-local level. And that piece is important. But it's also just one piece of what we do. Yes, we grow food. Yes, kids get to interact with their food and learn about food choices and how to grow food. But at the same time, just really connecting with the natural world and the climate and understanding their impact and their power to make change really early on. I think we take for granted living in such a beautiful place that access to the outdoors is so easy. But we work in Title I schools, and so in a lot of places, kids are living in apartments and don't have as easy access to outdoor green spaces. So getting them outside as a part of their school day is really vital to their emotional growth and their sense of connection to the world and connection to make change, grow food, grow things, understand the integration of us as humans with the rest of the environment, whether it be water, soil, plants, animals, all of those pieces. And I think just taking the opportunity to breathe and relax, you know, we try to keep kids focused, but yet at the same time, you know, that choice is really important. So letting them feel like they have some power and autonomy in that space where they may not feel that in a lot of other places in their world.
Welton says there's often more to their organization's work than what can be gleaned at first glance.
You know, I think there's a big assumption like that we like grow food and it's about healthy eating and healthy living. And I think, yes, those pieces are part of it. But again, we want youth to be the leaders and them to be empowered. Our educators want to come alongside students and school communities rather than come in and say, we know how to do this right. We know what it should look like. And to that end, every single one of our garden spaces look a little different. There might be different things growing, different priorities for the school community in those spaces. And so I think those are a couple of things. I also think access is a thing that's often misunderstood. We do have a lot of gardeners and a lot of people that love being outdoors in Oregon, but understanding that not everybody has that access. Grow Portland has been working really hard the last 2 years to fully integrate our program, and that includes with our special education classes, which means upgrading garden spaces so kids who have mobility issues can access those spaces a little bit easier if we need ADA height beds and adaptive tools. But just the way they can interact with the outdoor learning spaces and get outside the same, that's been a huge priority of ours. And I think that can often be misunderstood, and it's a lot of work. It's a funny space to be in because a lot of people see this programming as an extra, and we need to focus on math and reading first, but all of those things are integrated into their time learning outdoors. And it really does integrate into the whole part of their being and their education.
The pandemic presented challenges for the group to continue teaching without having students there in person. But Welton says support and ongoing commitment to their work came from the ground up.
I think that there's a big push, even through the pandemic, for there to be creative thinking about teaching outside and getting outside. And we've seen some great examples happening, especially in other countries, of, you know, countries really putting their money where their mouth is and making that doable. It's been a much bigger lift here. And in some ways hard when we know the difference it makes to get outside and get kids engaging and learning outside, but yet not seeing funding and priority going to that, especially during a pandemic when we know that being outdoors is a safer place to be and that the viral load is much lower when people are outside. Kudos to some amazing public school teachers who, the second they went into hybrid, were reaching out to us and saying, how do we get our kids out in the garden? How quickly can we be out there teaching? How often can we be out there? So really it's coming from the ground up, which, you know, a lot of ways we wish it came from the top from a funding perspective and really giving it dedicated attention, but it's happening. Kids are getting outside and learning outside, which is pretty great.
The pandemic also made it more difficult to get the supplies that Grow Portland usually relies on, but the restrictions related to COVID also pushed them to try new things and bring new opportunities to their students.
It's been hard to get things sometimes because there's so many more people gardening that our access to, like, get things sometimes has been hard. I think we had to go buy regular potatoes. Normally we buy seed potatoes, which are kind of already started to start potatoes. But, like, we couldn't even get them because no nurseries could keep them stocked. So we had to go buy, like, regular potatoes and, like, cut them up and seed them ourselves to get potato plants started this year. But it's opened up some unique opportunities. We've been able to do some video lessons with some farmers and naturalists of color that, because we work with all classrooms in 10 schools, there was no way we can't have a guest speaker come to that many, you know, to a few hundred classrooms. But yet we can do some video creation with them and go out and visit their farms and visit their spaces. And there's been for us some cool adaptations that I think will carry on past the pandemic.
When it comes down to it, Welton says the work that Grow Portland does is all about sustainability, both for the climate, for food production and the natural world, but also for students' ability to access the outdoors and learn from them.
Again, I think it's just about that sustainability, like integrating sustainability into everything we do. You know, we think about it in our own personal lives, but when we think about how do we sustain programs that are vital for kids, how do we sustain spaces for them, whether it be at schools or parks or other outdoor opportunities near them to connect with the natural world, I think those are so important to our health and well-being. I know personally, I'm a lot happier of a person when I've spent time outdoors. And so Grow Portland's pretty committed to making sure that kids get that opportunity, and all kids, regardless of income, regardless of ability and learning style, language. Our commitment is to make those opportunities to learn in the natural world, to understand their food and where it comes from and all those pieces. It's committed to make it happen, not just on Earth Day. There's a great hashtag out there, the every day is Earth Day, and I think that's kind of the focus of what we do our work and why, is to keep moving all of this forward every day.
That was Michelle Welton, the executive director of Grow Portland, a nonprofit that works with schools to connect students to the natural world in their learning. More information available on their website, growportland.org. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.